96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Did you know that the first day of spring is officially 1 week from today? Warmer weather will mean opening the windows of your home and giving it a thorough top-to-bottom cleaning and, of course, reorganizing. So while you do that, what about organizing your life? Well, tonight, we are going to get you started on both. My guests are all professional organizers. Chris Scott Wheedleton is also a productivity consultant. Jackie Ross is a professional organizer and life coach. And Scott Rower is co-author of the book Get Organized Today. If your home and your life is cluttered and you need help in deciding what to get rid of, you know what we're talking about. Give me a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. And you're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisher. WHUR. Okay, Jackie, Chris, and Scott, thank you all so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll start with Chris, and she's in studio with me. Let's talk about getting your house in order. Spring cleaning, a long tradition. But for you, Chris, what does that necessarily entail?
Well, I think what that entails is like complete overwhelm when people say, I'm going to spring clean my house. You can hear them scream and yell like, no, I can't do this. So I always tell my clients, and I use that for myself too, I try to start in a really small space, like a closet or a cabinet or something really containerized that it won't make a huge mess all around my house. But when I'm done, I'm going to have this huge sense of accomplishment that will make me super happy on the inside.
So how long does a spring cleaning take? Do you do it in a day? Do you do it in a weekend? What do you do?
It depends how obsessive compulsive you are. My spring cleaning can last several weeks.
Several weeks?
Yeah, but I really go through every drawer and I pull everything out and I clean while I'm going at it and then I'm purging and donating and recycling. So it can take a long time.
Okay, so Jackie, you're kind of chuckling at several weeks. You live in like a box or something. You can do it in like an afternoon. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm not chuckling because I think she's taken too long. I think she's absolutely correct.
Really?
I think most people think the task is going to be the week, you know, just a weekend. But, you know, I think clearing clutter is actually the first step to the spring clean process. Because in order to really get down and deep clean, you've got to get rid of the clutter. And that's often what takes the most time.
So which is first, clean first or declutter
first? No, declutter is definitely first.
Mm-hmm. So how do you figure out what to keep and what to get rid of?
Well, obviously it depends on the person, but I think you have to look at the item and think about, you know, are you actually using it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it, why do you still have it? Sometimes it might be an item that's, you know, kind of a seasonal item, and 1 year you may use it and the next you don't. But really be honest about whether you're going to be using that item again. And if you plan on doing a big spring clean session, you know, make sure that you don't waste a lot of time trying to make decisions on things and really kind of get to work and do some good purging and, you know, donate to organizations that are important to you. And that always makes you feel good when you're purging. And then obviously, you know, take things to the dump and so forth.
That sounds like a great idea. But Scott, I need you to help me out. I need the guys here to help me out with this, Scott, because usually, and I don't know about nowadays in 2014, but I think, you know, traditionally you know, right or wrong, you know, when you hear about spring cleaning, they would always say that's something that, you know, women would do. But I think that now I think the whole family should certainly be involved. And I think for me, as a man, when it comes to spring cleaning, I usually would just call a maid service. So Scott, you know, from a guy's perspective, is it more difficult for men to go through the decluttering process? I mean, the cleaning, you know, I'll leave that to, you know, the experts. But the decluttering process, are men not as sharp as women are when it comes to really just kind of getting rid of the things that you don't need?
Sure. I don't know that I would use the word sharp, because I think all men, of course, are intelligent. However,
I don't. But, and I'm a man, but that's another
right.
show. Go ahead.
Men's brains do work differently than women's brains do. And if we're going to generalize about some of the studies that have been done, men tend to focus on very narrow issues mm-hmm. and block out other unrelated information and distractions, whereas women tend to naturally see things from a broader, big picture vantage point. Mm-hmm. And they're able to diffuse and utilize significant portions of what they see and use different parts of their brain to do that. And men tend to just work on one part of the hemisphere to accomplish very specific tasks. So the brains definitely do work differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me say, this is really a question for all of you, but I'll start with Chris, and certainly you can jump in. From my perspective, I'm not a slob. You know, I'm a fairly neat person. I don't necessarily collect things, but the things that I do really like are books. I have a lot of them, and I honestly would find them extremely difficult to get rid of, because they're not just paperback. Some of them are hardback. Some of them are certainly first editions, but I don't live in a mansion. So, Chris, I'll ask you, when you have something that you believe is valuable, but you have a difficult time finding room for it, how do you make a decision about what to do with it?
Yeah, just so the listeners know, I see his desk. He is very, very
well. Thank
neat.
You. I was going to ask you. Hooray for me! That's 2 points for me.
that is a really good question, because I think some of us that work with the very chronically disorganized
slobs.
Call them slobs. Yeah. We call them chronically disorganized. And everybody has a value on their stuff. And that's what makes it really difficult to get rid of it. But when you have a small space, you have to trade. You have to trade your emotional attachment to living in a comfortable space. So that's how some people become very clutter and eventually might become a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to be conscious of how much you have, and you're always trading, right? You like this book more than the other book, then you give one and get another one. In life, we always have to be trading. We have to be trading what we buy and what we get rid of. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll be always living in a cluttered space.
Sounds like you have to work on decluttering one's mind as well when you get to this process. I want to talk about that as well on the other side of this break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Charmaine in Germantown. We're also going to talk to Chico, calling from Silver Spring. So stay with us. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Monica from Washington, I didn't forget about you. We'll get to you also. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a bit.
Graham.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about spring cleaning your home and your life. My guests are all professional organizers. Chris Scott Wheedledon is also a productivity consultant. Jackie Ross is a professional organizer and life coach. And Scott Rower is co-author of Get Organized Today. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Charmaine, calling from Germantown. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I heard just something cut on the radio, and I heard the station talking about decluttering, spring cleaning, mm-hmm. and immediately I dialed in because I need help.
What's going on?
People say I have OCD, but I have part OCD with some things and then part clutter with everything else. I have tons of mail that I don't get the chance to go through. I'm always getting somebody else mail for my family in my house. So it's just like, it's a problem. I really need, it's getting worse.
Do you live in an apartment or a house?
And do you live alone? I live in a three-bedroom apartment. It's me and my two kids.
Okay, let me drop this one on Jackie. You want to help her out here, Jackie?
So tell me a little bit more about your problem. You said you're accumulating a lot of stuff.
Most of it is I have this problem with letting go because
okay.
I don't want like something to come back and bite me as soon as I get rid of it and I need it. So I was thinking about somewhere down the line getting a neat desk so I can get rid of the paper. But every time it seems like I get rid of something, something else is coming or I'm taking on something else or somebody else's. And I have something that I'm going to donate. But I guess I need help with time management and just decluttering. Like, my closet is a walk-in closet, but I can't walk in it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like you have primarily a time issue. I mean, if you've got kids and you're busy, it's finding the time to keep up with the stuff and decluttering and organizing. Now, do you work a lot? Do you find that you just don't have time to keep up with the things?
No, I don't. And, you know, I work, you know, regular hours. You know, sometimes I'm there 9-10 hours. But between that and going to the grocery store and going to church, I'm in church a couple times a week. On Sunday, I don't have a day because I'm in church from the morning all the way to the afternoon. Saturday is usually a runaround day with, you know, doing stuff with hair or whatever, you know, shopping or whatever that may be. So, but, like, I'm just getting home now from the store. So, you know, I have to cook, do dishes, and it really doesn't leave a lot of time to do anything else.
Yeah, if you plan a little bit more ahead of time, particularly with meals, you know, instead of, I don't know if this is how you generally work, whether you go to the store, you know, more than once or twice a week. If you try and plan your meals for the week, for instance, and then do one big bulk shopping on the weekend or one weeknight evening.
Jackie, let me interrupt you right there because I've got to take a break. Hold that point. I think everyone's going to get in and try to give Charmaine a hand. So if you're on the phone, and that includes Charmaine and Chico, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't go anywhere. We continue this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.